We're in Siman Lamed Beis in Hilchas Tefillin, the halachas of writing the Tefillin. We've been discussing the preparation of the parchment, the cloth for Tefillin. And we learned that you have to have Ibud Lishma. It's supposed to be processed for the sake of Kedushas Tefillin. So now the Mechaber in Sif Yud, and we'll be doing Sifim Yud through Yud Gimel. The Mechaber in Sif Yud says, Kishemesamnim Hanekovim B'Marzeah. What they used to do is, in order that people know that it's kosher, they would actually do some sign as a hechsher. They would take a hand drill, and they would make a little simen on the cloth that resembles a letter. It would make some kind of indentation that resembles a letter. Even though it doesn't take much to forge that, to copy it. We do not have to worry that the non-Jew is going to go and forge that hechsher, because he's afraid. It may be that the Jew will recognize that it's a forgery, so that you are allowed to rely on this, but it must be in the form of something resembling a letter. Simply putting a hole in it is insufficient, because there's no tfiyas ayin there, there's not all that much to really recognize, and the non-Jew would not be afraid of switching it around. The Mishnah Berurah brings a machzas hashekel, who brings to our attention that in the creation of cloth, sometimes when you have the non-Jews doing the ibud, so the Jew placed it in there, lishma, and told the non-Jew to do it lishma, but meanwhile, while he's working, he finds that there's a hole in the cloth. And what he does is he'll take another piece of cloth and find a way to actually work it in so that you're not going to realize he did it. The problem is that that second piece of cloth that he filled the hole with, that was not made lishma. That the non-Jew took care of totally on his own. So he warns us that you should really have a Jew standing around making sure that the non-Jew does not add any pieces of cloth that were not done, that were not processed lishma. Yes, so this is the first halacha. Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber says, or shibdo shelo lishma. What happens if it was done shelo lishma? Is there the possibility of reprocessing it? Im yesh tikun lach shel abdo lishma yisbar batur yoredea. He will explain that in Yoredea, in the halachas of a Sefer Torah. Actually, the halacha is that it is kosher, but he does not. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't really talk about it here either. Next, Yiyah haklaf me'or behema chayev ov hatohorim. What animal does this hide come from? It doesn't have to be an animal. It could be either an animal, whether it be a behema, the household animals, as they're called, chaya, that the Torah refers to, that the Torah considers chayas or wild animals, the oaf, or birds even, hatahorim, as long as they're kosher. It's got to be from a kosher bird or animal. Afilu minavelu trefesh alehen. It does not have to have been slaughtered properly, which means that it was killed by another animal, or it was slaughtered improperly. The halachi is it's still kosher. But the actual animal had to have been of the kosher species. Avalo me'or behema chayev oaf atmeim, but not ones that are of the non-kosher species. Why is that? And the Mechaber brings the pasuk lamantia Torah Hashem beficha. It's got to be something that is mutter, mina mutter leficha, mutter for you to eat. How about a fish hide? Velomi or dag, but you cannot use a fish. Why is that? Because it is very oily. Afilu utori, even though it is a kosher fish, mishum de nafish zuhame, it is very oily and the ink does not stick to that. So the halachi is that you're allowed to use a bird, a behema, a chaya, as long as they are of the kosher species, and they do not have to have been slaughtered properly. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the actual order of precedence, the order of preference, would be the first is a bird. They are of a higher species. The first would be of a bird. The second would be a chaya, and the third is a behema. The ideal, though, is that it should be made of shlil. Which means that this should be actually be made of the hide of a fetus that was found inside the animal after they slaughtered it. The reason being that it was never born into this world and therefore is considered totally free of all sin and tumah. That's why it's ideal to write on. So he says that is the ideal. Now, there's a very important bir halacha here that people are unaware of. The halacha is that tefillin have to be written on the hide of a kosher animal and not one of a non-kosher species. You know, the bir halacha says that is not limited to tefillin. That goes for all svarim. You cannot print shas, poskim, on a material that is made of the hide of a non-kosher animal. He says, if you're going to write something on the hide of a non-kosher animal, then make sure that you don't actually write out the entire words. What you do is make some kind of simon so people will be able to complete the word themselves. But if you're actually writing words of Torah, even Torah Shebal Peh, he says, they cannot be written on the hide of a non-kosher animal, meaning an animal of a non-kosher species. Sif Yud Gimel, Yaklav Sholei. You have to see to it that the parchment is complete. Shelo yehi bo nekavim. It should not have any holes. She'ein hadio over alav. Holes that the ink would not go over. Da'inu shloteya os niras bo chaluka l'shtayim. That if you write in a way that the letter will look like it's broken into two because there's a hole in it, then it will not be kosher. La halacha, you are not to write on parchment that has a hole unless the ink would actually go over the hole and fill it. If the hole is so small that the ink would collect and fill the hole, then it would be kosher. Whereas if the hole is larger than that, you're not supposed to write on it. If later it got a hole, so the halachas already are different, we'll soon see. But if at the time you write, it's got a hole that is so big that the ink would not go over it, you are not to write on such cloth. The cloth is supposed to be complete. So the halacha is that if the hole happened later, we will see that you will measure up until the hole. If what's enough is the size of a small letter, the letter will still be kosher. Well, the mechaber will be going into more detail in this later. But as far as writing it to begin with, over a hole, the hole has to be so small that the ink would actually seal the hole.